this is Minkus. I am a whole boy. I'm too little to deal with this. I'm just such a little guy. I don't know how to say it, so I'm just gonna say it. The panic in the jar is not in the jar, and it's not even in the jar museum. And I'm beginning to panic. I have some pretty good neighbors who I asked to help me look for it, but I haven't been able to get a hold of anyone, and so I don't know what to do, so I thought I'd call you and see if maybe anyone from the Creature Report team could come help me look for it. If it's not in the jar, who really knows what it's up to? I mean, it could be going after the rest of Fall Out Boy, or Panic at the Disco, or I think My Chemical Romance got back together. They might be in danger. Who knows who's safe with this creature on the loose? And, oh boy, I'm just so stressed. I hate leaving voicemails. I hate it so much. I thought maybe you could help me come look for it. Please come down and help me look for it. Please give me a call back when you get this. I'm just gonna keep looking for it on my own, but I could really use a hand. Okay, I'm gonna go now. Please call me back. Bye. Oh, this is Minkus. I don't know if I said that. This is Minkus. Please come down to the Jar Museum. Okay. Bye.
Hi Val, it's been a second. Damn, I'm really disappointed I didn't catch you this time. There's been a bit of a... Well, perhaps there's been a situation, but I haven't been able to get a hold of Beakface. We've kept up correspondence. They've just stopped answering. I don't know where to go or who else to ask, but if you've heard anything, please give me a call. I'm so worried.
Hey Val, it's Ronnie, Conrad Growler. You remember the one with the very cool name. Just a quick update and kind of a request for assistance if you have the chance. The plan went great. Daddy, and new stepdad, they really hit it off. They've been going out to the bars for banana daiquiris, and you know, she really, really likes his scent of cheeseburger, which is nice. Slight curveball, my real stepdad, Gobbletor, didn't get scared off by new stepdad. He actually has hit it off with him as well. It turns out Gobbletor really likes music that sounds like, but is certainly not, Billy Joel. So they've got a lot to go on there. They actually just went on a cruise all together. But that's kind of what I wanted to reach out about specifically. They're supposed to go on just a 10-day excursion, but they've been gone for 6 weeks, and just seeing if you could put some feelers out there to track down the crew, just because, you know, not only because, you know, I'd like to know where my mom is, and I'd like to have her back at home, but also I don't think it's the best thing for all these creatures to be out there sailing the high seas or anything like that. So if you catch any news about something like that happening, just drop me a line. Give me a call. I'll be here waiting. Thanks, Val. Bye.
Hey, Val. It's Alice. Sorry if there's noise in the background. I'm grabbing lunch real quick. Listen, do you remember about our friend who we met at the museum? Yeah. They kind of went missing. I don't think it's something too serious to worry about. They've done this before when there was like a Harry Potter kind of celebration in the area. But it's been a while and I checked and there isn't anything for like 10 kilometers. So I was wondering if you heard anything, have any ideas. Give me a call back, and I'll keep you posted. And yeah, I think after I finish up here, I'll probably pop into some adjacent dimensions, see if they're chilling there. Maybe bring them a new Palmon stuffy or something. Okay, talk to you soon.
What?
No, I didn't order this. Who even puts scrambled eggs on a salad? That's...
Hello, you're listening to NPR, National Paranormal Radio, which is legally distinct from NPR, National Public Radio, but both are supported by listeners just like you. I'm your host, NPR's Harry Shapiro, which is legally distinct from NPR's Ari Shapiro, because we're different people. Don't even need a lawyer for that one. Today, we have a very special message for our friends at The Creature Report, hosted by Val Patrone. You see, recently, we collaborated on a special investigation into QWERTY, the Muppet Terror of Szechuan Avenue. And while the encounter was quite harrowing and hair-raising, and we barely escaped with our lives, we left the creature alive and intact to live out his life and be alone to his own devices. However, I'm afraid that was a grave mistake. See, I have kept a close eye on the old set of Szechuan Avenue and occasionally send an intern in to check on the whereabouts and status of QWERTY. And recently, I've received reports that there has been no sign of QWERTY and that he is missing and his current whereabouts are unknown. Now, after our last venture out together, both Val Patrone and their producer warned me to never contact the Creature Report ever again under threat of legal action and or physical violence. However, I felt that it was my moral and ethical responsibility to reach out to the Creature Report and warn them of this impending danger. You see, QWERTY is vengeful, and he has a very good memory. And I'm sure he remembers me. I'm sure he remembers you, Val. So, I believe our best chance of survival is collaboration with our pooled experience, expertise, resources, and expendable interns, we can conquer any threat, no matter how felty and muppety they may be. Please, I'm running out of credibility rapidly, and I'm rapidly running out of interns.
Oh, God, I'm not even getting paid!
Nobody's getting paid!
Oh, God damn it, there goes another one. So, anyway, I believe this will be mutually beneficial to our interests, and I will be in touch soon. I look forward to hearing from you. Our continued survival may very well depend on it. Harry Shapiro, out.
Val? It's Marty. Martin Lugosi Graves. We connected a month or so ago through my organization. I hope it's okay to call you through this number, but it... Val, it's Twinkie. The boss called up our team a few days ago and told us that Twinkie's gone AWOL. I've been on some pretty creepy assignments lately outside of the States, but my partner back at the organization, Mark, did I introduce you to Mark? I don't think I did, but I don't remember. But Mark let me know that Twinkie was out of DNA's vintage pants. Let me know if you've got some time in your schedule to pop over to DNA's house this week. I can even meet you over there if you think it's urgent. I've got a bad feeling about this, Val, and I could really use your knowledge. Take care of yourself.
Still here, it's late.
Just working on some stuff, you know.
Since you're still here, do you have a second to take a call? You seem tired. It's okay, I can...
Whoa, wait, hang on. A call from who?
Well, the good news is it isn't PETA, and it's not the Jehovah's Witness.
What's the bad news?
See for yourself. Mine too.
Oh. Hello? Whoa. Hey, slow down. Are you okay? Oh, is he okay? He's disappeared. Something like that. I've got some time next week. I can pop by for an investigate. Yeah, no. How about Friday? No, you won't be next. I promise. Well, you can't die twice. That's the plan. I'll see you soon. Okay.